heroic humility. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and thanks for joining me today on Tuesday Teaching Tips, where we're taking a fourth look at the awesome Apollos that we first meet in Acts chapter 18. What an incredible character. We've learned so much already about him. If you haven't listened to the recordings or watched the previous ones, and I'd encourage you to do those, as we've looked at how he is learned, self-motivated, and passionate. What a character. But not only that, he is humble. Let's refresh our memory as to the kind of person he is. As we meet him in Acts chapter 18, he's a learned man, thorough knowledge of the scriptures, instructed in the way of the Lord, spoke with great fervor, taught about Jesus accurately, though he knew only the baptism of John, spoke boldly in the synagogue. Priscilla and Aquila hear him, invite him into their home, explain to him the way of God more adequately, and then he wants to go to Achaia. The brothers and sisters encourage him, write to the disciples there to welcome him. He arrives. He's a great help to all there who by grace had believed. He vigorously refutes the Jewish opponents in public debate, proving from the scriptures that Jesus was the Messiah. I would love to be more like this man. I expect you do too, if you teach and preach and want to be more effective than you even currently are. So let's learn something from Apollos today. Let's learn about his heroic humility. Now, there's some words here. The way that Priscilla and Aquila are portrayed as helping Apollos is very interesting. It says that they explained things to him so that he understood things more adequately. Let's look at these two words and how that relates to the humility that Apollos has here. The first word explained in the Greek is ektitheomi, which means to place outside, to put forth. It can mean to expose an infant. Not that's something that the Bible would recommend, but that's a word that's used in other Greek literature for that. It means to set forth, to declare, or to explain. In other words, it's exposing something. It's explaining it by exposing it. Apollos is someone who had his ignorance exposed. And that can be a scary place to be, isn't it? It's a vulnerable place to be. I don't like it when my ignorance is exposed. We were all told at school and in other contexts, if you don't know something, then ask the question. There's no such thing as a dumb question. Put your hand up and ask a question. The problem is, there is such a thing as a dumb question if the people around you hear you ask the question and think that's a dumb question. So although that's actually good advice, it in practice is very hard to put into effect. What we see in Apollos is he didn't mind being exposed in his ignorance. And then also it says that they explained the word of God more adequately to him, which is the Greek word akrobos, which means more accurately, diligently, circumspectly, precisely, and distinctly. And of course, if they're explaining the word of God to him more adequately, it implies that his knowledge is inadequate. And one of the things that's difficult to deal with is the feeling of inadequacy. If we're going to be excellent preachers and teachers of God's word, we've got to come to terms with the fact that our current knowledge is inadequate for the things that we will need to know in the future and be able to explain and teach. Inadequacy is part of being a teacher, hopefully gaining more and more adequacy, but it means we have to come from comfortability with the state that we are in, which is one of inadequacy. So two things we learn there about the way that Priscilla and Aquila taught him. They explained things, therefore exposing his ignorance, and they taught him more adequately, which means that he was comfortable with the idea that his current knowledge level was inadequate. Does that describe you and I? Are we willing to be exposed in our ignorance? Are we willing to have things explained to us? A few things to consider here. Apollos had several barriers, potential barriers at least, to learning. The first was that he was a learned man. And I don't know about you, but when I think of learned people, I think of them as being quite intimidating. Secondly, he had a thorough knowledge of the scriptures. So he could have said to Priscilla and Aquila, I appreciate all this, but I have a thorough knowledge. Thirdly, he had been instructed in the way of the Lord. He'd been instructed and in Alexandria, which was a known seat of learning, a bit like in an English context, perhaps, someone who'd been to Oxford or Cambridge. He already had that. And it says that he already taught about Jesus accurately. All of these could be barriers to him listening to Priscilla and Aquila, but we learn three things about his humility, given that, as 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 says, knowledge puffs up while love builds up. He did not let his current level of knowledge prevent him from, out of love for God, learning more. So three things we see. Firstly, his humility led him to listen. He was prepared to listen to Priscilla and Aquila. Are we listening to other people? Are we listening to those around us who are instructing us or helping us or giving us different perspectives? Are we truly listening? Which means not just hearing the words people say, but actually actively asking, actively saying, tell me more about that. Can you explain more about that? That kind of active listening. Firstly, listening. Secondly, his humility led him to listen to what might be considered lesser people. Here is a learned man from the famous city of Alexandria, and he meets Priscilla and Aquila, tent makers. Who are these people? And yet he's willing to listen to lesser people. Are you and I willing to listen to people who may be less instructed than us, or appear to be less instructed than us, but actually have valuable insight for us that will help us to grow in our understanding and knowledge and ability to teach others? Willing to listen to lesser people. That's a sign of his humility. And thirdly, his humility led him to change his opinion and his teaching. How do we know this? Well, although it doesn't say specifically in this passage that he changed, it must have been the case, because the baptism of John was not adequate. The baptism of Jesus superseded that of John. And of course, we know that he was approved of by the Apostle Paul, and the Apostle Paul would never have approved of Apollos unless he had changed his teaching on baptism to accord with what Paul himself taught and what the early church taught. So he clearly changed his opinion and he changed his teaching. Are you willing? When's the last time you changed your opinion on the basis of good new knowledge and insight? When's the last time you changed your teaching on something? We don't have to change things all the time, and it shouldn't be our goal that we should always be changing, but it should be that we're open to new opinions and changing our opinion and changing our own teaching. Three things we see. His humility led him to listen. His humility led him to listen to lesser people, and his humility led him to change his opinion and thus his teaching himself. So let me ask you this. What are your, if you're courageous enough to post this, what are your barriers to humility, your barriers to listening and changing? And on the flip side of that, what helps you? What helps you to continue to learn and continue to strive to learn more, not out of a sense of inferiority, but out of a sense that there must be more knowledge out there that I need that will make me a better preacher and teacher? How do you process that? How do you deal with it? I'd love to know. So please do leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you know someone who would benefit from this recording, do please pass it on. And if you haven't already done so on YouTube, hit the bell, hit the subscribe button. If you're listening on iTunes or some other podcast provider, then please do leave a review. That would greatly help. And I just want to thank you again for your time and attention today. And I pray that this week you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.